Listening Library presents 145th Street Short Stories by Walter Dean Myers. Read for you by Brandon Gill, Almarie Guerra, Johnny Heller, Dominic Hoffman, Sullivan Jones, Jaquan J. Kelly, Adenrele Ojo, Paula Parker, Heather Alicia Sims, and Bonnie Turpin. To Burl Banfield, for her contributions to multicultural literature. Big Joe's Funeral. The way I see it, things happen on 145th Street that don't happen anywhere else in the world. I'm not saying that 145th Street is weird or anything like that, but it's, like, intense. So when I heard about Big Joe's funeral, it didn't take me by surprise. It was something that I remember, and that's why I'm telling it. This is the way it went down. The funeral took place on the 4th of July, one of the hottest days of the year. People were sitting out on their fire escapes or on their front stoops trying to catch a breeze. If there was a breeze in the hood, it must have stopped somewhere for an iced tea because I didn't see or feel it. Nobody was doing any unnecessary movement unless their name was Peaches Jones, who was setting out to ruin Big Joe's funeral. Peaches was what you would call seriously fine. She was 15, about 5'3", a medium brown color, and definitely wrong. She was wrong because she was not giving Big Joe his propers, which means his proper respect. A person ought to have respect for other people all of the time, but especially at two times during their life. The first time is when they're born. When a baby is born, you shouldn't say discouraging things about it like, "Hey, I seen prettier dogs than that baby."